right. Well, that's the first question. What is the Ramble? How did it get started? How did this idea come to you?
Well, first of all, Michael, I just want to say thanks so much for being interested and talking about this and writing about it and spreading the word. It's it means as a little indie band and nonprofit organization, means so much when independent folks like you take interest. So I really do appreciate it, and happy to tell you a little bit about the history of the Ramble. And this is going to be the first Ramble. It started the first year. It was right after that hurricane hit down in Haiti, we have always kind of prioritized doing a lot of nonprofit work in our touring as a band. It's something that has always inspired me as an artist. We'd always been a part of other people's events. And so we decided, you know what? I think it's time for us. We have all these amazing fans all over New England. Let's put together an event of our own that in some way is supporting nonprofits or causes that are connected to New England in some way. Let's create a day in which we can somehow get our fans involved from all over New England. And the crazy idea I had year one was to go out to all of our fans and say, look, if you get 20 people together, we will send you out a bus to wherever you are in New England, and we will bring you into the Ramble. And it was an amazing experience. We had people come in from all over the place, and we ended up raising a bunch of money for Partners in Health, which is a incredible nonprofit organization based in Boston here, doing work down in Haiti. It was just an inspiring way to bring folks together, all of our fans from all over the place, you know. And so year two, it was right in the midst of, you know, really tough economic times. We decided to support a cause called Feeding America, which was actually, through our donations, going to be providing meals for families in need in New England. And it was amazing. Through the Ramble, we raised over 35,000 meals for families in need. Last year, Ramble year three, we connected with a community organizing group in Lynn, Massachusetts. There was a park that was right in the middle of a lot of kind of gang territory. It was not a safe place for kids to play. And so through this community organization, we decided to get organized and help them build a park. They wanted to build a safe and nice place for kids to play in this neighborhood in Lynn. And it was really incredible. We did the Ramble outdoors for the first year ever. We had over 1,000 people come down from the Ramble from all over the place. And we ended up raising enough money to build a park. We had our build day just the other day. And it was really inspiring to have a bunch of Ramble people there building this park and just seeing all of our efforts come to fruition and helping out this neighborhood, you know. So this year is Ramble year four. It's an exciting year for us because a lot of people we feel have connected with the Ramble over the years. They've gotten excited. There's a kind of a new level of excitement. And this year we are donating all of our money raised to homeless veterans in New England. For every $1,000 we raise, we get to help put one of our heroes into housing who would otherwise be on the streets. It's going to be this Saturday on right on Salisbury Beach in the North Shore of Massachusetts. In addition to my band, the Adam Ezra Group, playing, there are going to be 7 other bands playing throughout the day on 2 different stages. We'll have nonprofit organizations from all over New England setting up and spreading information on ways that Ramblers can remain activated throughout the year. But most importantly, it's just going to be an amazing celebration of all of the people throughout New England that are connected to Adam Ezra Group that support us throughout the year, that come out to shows. And it's going to be a big party. I can't wait.
It sounds like a lot of logistics involved. Who does all this work, and how do you get people involved in putting all this together?
Yeah, well, you're totally right. It's a ton of work to put the Ramble together. And over the years, I started my own nonprofit organization called Rally Sound. And our director of operations is one of my best friends and a wonderful person. Her name is Charlene Bemis, and she was an event organizer for the American Heart Association for a number of years. She organizes all of our nonprofit work, but one of the main things that she does these days is put together the Ramble. And this year she has organized an entire team of volunteers who have been working for the last 6 months on kind of organizing all the logistics that go into the Ramble. And they're doing an incredible, incredible job, especially considering the fact that we are a nonprofit organization and an independent band, and we have very little money or resources aside from an inspired group of volunteers and staff that really want to make this thing happen.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's an inspiring thing to be a part of. It truly is.
So what makes you want to do this? Like, why you know, at this stage, you know, like you said, you're not a huge band with billions of dollars and, you know, raking in the bucks. What makes you want to do it at this stage in your career?
Well, that's a really good question. So really fundamental to my beliefs is the idea that that giving back fills you up, you know? That's always been the case for me. The more that I am involved, the more that I'm activated, the more causes I support, the more people I help, the better I feel about myself, the more full my life is. It's this really ironic and inspiring thing, the kind of the more that you can give in your life, the more you get back. And I truly believe that that is the case. And I want our fans to experience a little piece of that, too. And a lot of them do. A lot of them get it. It's one of the reasons why the Ramble has become such an unpopular event for us. You know, in addition, like, I also think that you do not have to be a multimillionaire to be a successful philanthropist or an activist. You do not have to dedicate your entire life to a single cause in order to be, in order to affect positive change in the world. You just have to decide at some point that there's going to be some portion, it could be a very small portion of your life that you dedicate to making the world a little bit better place. You know, I love the examples that the Bonos of the world set, the folks that achieve a ton of success and then are able to do great, great things for causes that they care about once they're big stars. I do not think that an artist needs to wait till they become a Bono before getting involved, before giving back, before becoming a part of something that's bigger than just themselves.
And so what can people expect? What kind of music? What's the atmosphere? What are they looking to?
You know, there is really, we play over 200 shows a year as a band. There's really kind of nothing that compares in my mind to the Ramble. It is very much a festival kind of environment in that there's great music playing throughout the day. I've brought on, I've kind of personally invited all the musicians that are going to be there. They're all friends or great musicians that I've crossed paths with over the years or over the last year. We have Pesky Jay Nixon, the Ghost of Paul Revere. We have Freevolt, Sarah Blacker, John Colbert, Ross Livermore Band, and Will Evans of Barefoot Truth. All of them are going to be donating their time and their talent to the day. They all are great musicians. They play different kind of styles, everything from kind of folk to pop to Americana to bluegrass. There's just a range of music. But one thing that I think ties it all together is the soul of the music is positive, exciting, and it's I feel like all the artists this year are really going to contribute to the vibe of the Ramble. In the midst of that, people are going to be able to walk around. In between the two stages, we set up, we kind of take over the town of Salisbury, this area right in front of the beach. So the main stage is literally on a beach. And as you're looking at the stage, there you see the water behind the stage. In between the two stages, there are going to be a bunch of nonprofit organizations that people can check out. There are going to be activities. I know an awesome nonprofit organization called Calling All Crows is going to be doing an art project there. We've got volunteers from the Revolution soccer team that are going to be doing some stuff with kids there. We have the fans organize an annual cookie bake-off. So there are going to be a bunch of amazing cookies, and people vote for their favorite cookie by donating to the Ramble. They put their donation into a little jar, and the jar that gets the most money wins the cookie bake-off. It's awesome. There's going to be activities on the beach after our set, after the Adam Ezra Group plays at the end of the day. There are going to be fireworks over the beach. There are a bunch of different bars set up around the Ramble. One of them, called the Upper Deck, is doing a promotion with a company called Battle Road Beer, which is a Battle Road Brewing Company. They're a new beer company right out of New England, and they've donated kegs to the Upper Deck, which is a bar. And if you want to go there and have a drink, all of the proceeds from the beer that you're drinking goes right back to supporting homeless veterans. So it's going to be kind of all inclusive. We've really got the whole town involved, and it's going to be a fun thing to be a part of.
Wow, sounds like something for everybody.
There's a little something for everyone, but you know, beyond all of it, I love the fact that there are just so many music fans from all around New England that come out, hang out, and are connecting in a way that's, I believe, a little more powerful than your normal festival or your normal concert, because what we're doing represents something more than just music. It represents dedicating yourself to the concept of the bigger community, and it's something that I really think translates to the experience within the Ramble.
That sounds fantastic. Good.
I should also say, Michael, that this year, for the first time ever, if you can't come down to the Ramble, if you've got other things going on or you just can't get to Salisbury Beach, you can live stream the entire day. There's going to be about five or six different cameras shooting the Ramble from all different angles, and it's going to be completely live streamed on the website all day long. The website is getrambled.com. For those of you who also can't make it or want to donate early, there's a little button on the Ramble website that just says donate now. And every dollar that you donate, every cent that you donate, will go directly to supporting homeless veterans right here in New England. And again, for every $1,000 we raise, we are actually going to get one homeless vet off the streets and into a safe place to live.
That's fantastic. And it's fantastic that people from wherever they are will be able to watch and enjoy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It's a total experiment. It was kind of like this last-minute thing. This amazing company called Media Boss came on board, and they said, you know, and this is just kind of, it's been happening on so many different levels, yourself as well, people reaching out to us and saying, you know what you're doing is really cool, and I want to help out in some way. And so they are completely donating their time and setting up this awesome live stream for the Ramble, and I'm excited to see if people tune in. I'm excited to get reports back on how it looks and how it feels for folks that are watching from their computers or their TVs at home.
Cool. Thank you so much for your time.